Today's shir of the Dear Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuchav Dalid Omer Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're on Simen Reish Yud Aleph at Sif Dalid. We have been discussing priorities and brachos. If you have several items in front of you, which one goes first? And Sif Dalid continues as follows. The Mechaber says, Kol HaKodem B'Pasuk. We've already discussed this previously, the famous Pasuk, Eretz Chita, Sora, Gefen, Tena, Rimon, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, Udavosh. So the Mechaber tells us, anything that comes first in the Pasuk, Kodem L'Bracha. You make the bracha on that item before you would make the bracha on the item that comes after it in the Pasuk. However, we know, of course, that the word Eretz is written twice. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chita Sa'ora Gefen Teino Rimon, and then it says, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udavosh. So the word Eretz is written twice. So the Mechaber tells us the Eretz Basra, the second Eretz, Hivsiko Inyan, it separates the two, and therefore the Kol Asamuch Lo Choshuv Mehamu'uchor Mimenu L'Eretz Kama. And therefore, by the fact that it's written over here a second time, we learn out that the proximity to the word Eretz is a important factor, and if somebody is closer in proximity to the word Eretz, albeit it's in the second grouping, after the second time Eretz, that comes ahead of a later ordered word from the first Eretz. For example, Hilkach, the Mechaber says, therefore, Tumarim Kodmin Lianovim, you have over here Eretz Zeis Shemen, that's one, Udvash, so Dvash is two, the Tumarim, which is the Dvash, are number two, Kodmim La'Novim, they are earlier in the priority over here, as opposed to Anovim, which are third in line after the first Eretz, so you have a second in line from the second time it says Eretz, is going to be earlier in priority of the Brachos than something that came in third after the first Eretz. As the Mechaber tells us, Shezeh Sheni L'Aretz, the word Tumarim is second in line from the word Eretz, albeit the second word Eretz, Basra, Shezeh Shlishi L'Eretz Kamah, and the word Gefen is third in line, albeit to the first Eretz, and second in line is better than third in line, albeit one is to the second Eretz and one is to the first Eretz. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutes explains, the Mikra Zechoshev Haminim Shenishtabcha Ben Eretz Yisrael, as we've already mentioned several times, this listing of the seven species over here are the seven specific species that Eretz Yisrael is being praised for. V'chol HaMukdom B'Pasukhu Yosef Choshev Mehamu'uchar. And anything that's, quote, earlier in the Pasuk is considered more important than something after it in the Pasuk. But as we said, we divide it up based upon the word Eretz. L'fikachu Kodem L'Bracha, the one that is the higher priority will be made first when you have a choice of the two evenly, with no other factors involved, like chashivos or dearness to you. So, the chito sora dekra dekodim l'shar haminim hudavko she'osavim tavshom. And he says, by the way, that which we said, chita and sora, the wheat and the barley, that's only talking about when they're made into cooked dishes. L'harbi poskim u'ledkami b'sifei, as we'll learn towards the end of today's shir mitzashem. Dishuvah number 14 has a very interesting point. He says, L'chore, there shouldn't be any raya from the fact that something is written earlier than another word is written. You can't write all seven simultaneously. So once it tells us these seven fruits are special for Eretz Yisrael, so it has to list them in some order. So why are you making a big deal out of the order? So the Turi Evan brings down very beautifully, Shekivan Shivsich Be'eretz Sheni, since the word Eretz is written an extra time, Al Karchuku De Lahakdim, that's to show you that there's an order in terms of priority. So since the extra word Eretz is listed there, it's to teach us it's there for priority, and not just, well, you have to write them down so it doesn't make a difference which seven are written in what order. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf writes, Kodem Lebracha, the earlier one gets a bracha first. So he says, Avkisha min hasheni uchav yoser. And this is true, even if he prefers the second species. So for example, in our example of dates and grapes, even if he prefers the grapes more, the dates will take priority. That which we say over here, that one has a certain higher chashivus, it's only when they're fully ripened. But if we're talking about that one of the seven fruits over here is less ripened, so even though it should have an earlier priority, but it's not fully ripened, for example, kagon zayitz, kodim shagol hanetz, you have an olive before it's fully mature, after rishon laretz, even though it comes number one after the second Eretz, Basra, Chosh of Yosef HaMuchu Mimenu, and therefore the one that would normally be second in priority that comes after it, for example, the Geffen, would take a higher priority if you're dealing with olives that weren't yet fully ripened. Because the Mashin Ishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael, who rock Bigmar Pri. Because when we're talking here about these seven species are especially, we praise Eretz Yisrael for them, it's only we're praising Eretz Yisrael for them when they're fully mature. V'chein kol ki haigavne. And the same would apply not only to the olives, it would apply to all of them. Sivkan Chafalef, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'eretz basra, that we give priority to the closeness to the word Eretz, even if it's in the second grouping rather than in the first grouping. So he says, therefore, the Chayn Usayedu Amikra, the Pasuk says, Eretz, Chito Sora, Geffen, Teiner, Rimon, Eretz, Eshem, Ludvash. So, Ume Eretz, Shebe Emtsa, Havi Haskola Seder. So from the word Eretz, we restart, the second word Eretz, we restart it again. The Cholasomachlo, Choshev Yosem, Mihamucho, Shebe Eretz Kama. And therefore, when you're comparing number one in the second grouping, it will take priority to number two, three, and four, and five from the first grouping, etc. Therefore, Sivkot and Chavbez explains that Tumarim would be Kodmim, which are number two, Udvash Sibikro, who Tumarim Shiosim and Dvash, as we've already mentioned many times from the Beis Yosef and others. When it says dvash in the pasuk, it doesn't mean honey. It means the dates that the honey is brought out from. So therefore, the dates over here are number two, so they'll take precedence in number three, four, and five from the first grouping. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'davko she'olcha anavim kemoshe. And this is true when you're eating the grapes as they are. However, avalam also mehim yayin, if you turn the grapes into wine, shekoveh abrocha liyatzman. Now wine is a special bracha, it's a higher priority bracha, borei pri agafen. So then, chashuvahi, it takes a higher precedence, mehi kodemis levarach lov tchila. So as opposed to grapes, which would be a number three priority from the first eretz, so one and two, chito sa'ora, would go ahead of it, and the Eretz, Zeh, Shem, and Udvash, the number one and number two from the second Eretz would also go ahead of it. So you'd have four things ahead of it, Chita, Sa'ora, and olives, and Dvash, the dates. So that would go ahead of grapes, but not ahead of wine. Wine goes ahead of all of them. Similarly, however, as much as we said wine is important, it's still not as important as when you make the grain into a maise kedera over here and you make a bar minyan zonus on it, and certainly if it's pas, so that would take precedence to the wine. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Gimel explains, Hainu afilu lezesim. When we said that wine takes precedence, it would even go ahead of zesim. Grapes don't go ahead of zesim because that's number three from the first eretz compared to number one from the second eretz. Shirishon el eretz basra. Number one, again, to the second eretz, but wine does take precedence to it. Dishu footnote number 15 brings down, this would be true, even if the zesim were more chaviv to you than the wine, nevertheless, the bar priya gofen comes first. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavdal explains that a mezonos is a higher priority. Shagam birchas bori mina mezonos, he bracha mivoreres, because just like the wine has a special bori piagofen, so too do the grain products have a separate bracha, a special bracha of bori mina mezonos. It's a bracha, as we explained in yesterday, mivoreres. It's a more detailed, specific bracha. It's a higher praise, therefore, to our Kodesh bracha, and it will always take priority. And this is similar, kamo birchas ayayin, which has a higher priority. However, the mezonos trumps the yayin. And that's because it is earlier in the pasuk than the geffen, which is the wine. The Ramah says this includes all five of the grains, even though the pasuk only says chit and sora. So therefore, even though they're not specifically mentioned, they're alluded to. They reach like subcategories of toldos of the chit and the sora, but the kusbin, shibola, shual, and shipon, the spelt oats and rye, are also considered bori mina mezonos, of course, and mazon hanasim yem gamkin kodem liyayim. And therefore, any product that makes a bori mina mezonos on it from any of these five species will take precedence to wine. Dehem gamkin bichlal chitim usorim, because they are subcategories. They're toldos, if you wish, of chitim and saorim. In fact, the Gemara discusses which ones are subcategories of chitim and which ones are subcategories of saorim. Dishafut number 16 tells us, however, le'inyan in birach bori mina mezonos al shar dvarim, as much as we just said that bori mina mezonos is a very bracha mivoreres, it's a very specific and high choshev bracha, we have learned in the bir halacha in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin that the bracha of bori mina mezonos bidyeved can also be yotze other things that you shouldn't make a bori mina mezonos on, because after all those things are zon. So it can actually function as a default acceptable bracha, similar to the fact that a shahako functions as a default acceptable bracha for most things. And a person would in fact be yotzi if he made it mistakenly a bori mina mezonos on almost anything, because kol dovar meizan zayin. with the exception of mayim and melach, salt and water, everything sustains. And therefore, bidiyev, if you made a barbein and mezonos, is good. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's a bracha mivoreris, a very special bracha. Dishavut number 17 brings down, meachash birchas mezonos kodemus lebirchas hayayin. He brings down a fascinating halacha from Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says, since the mezonos does take precedence to wine, as we just pointed out, similar to the fact that on Shabbos, when you're making the kiddush on the wine ahead of the pas, and that's why we cover up the pasta, so to say, cover up its embarrassment over here, because normally it should go ahead of the wine, but on Shabbos, because of special chashivos of Kiddush, so the wine goes first, so the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch brings down, tzarech l'chasos is a mezonos v'shasa Kiddush. If a person makes Kiddush and he's having mezonos, he should literally cover up the mezonos, because technically they should have gone before the wine as well. So just like you cover up the bread, you cover up the lecha mishnah, because the mezona, the wine, the barpi agafin, is going ahead of the motzi that you're making on the bread, so too, the mezonos should go ahead of the wine. So if you're making the wine kiddush first, you should cover up the mezonos. Dishavut number 18 brings down, if you have a choice over here between making the bracha on a mezonos that's maisa kedera versus a mezonos that's pasabo b'kistin, different types of mezonos that we've discussed in the past, so the Ketzos HaShulchan brings down that the pasabo b'kistin takes priority, you make the bracha on that, because you could be kovei asuda on pasabo b'kistin, and it could have the bracha of hamotzi, as opposed to the maisa kedera, can never have the bracha of hamotzi. And therefore, he says that you should make it on the pasabo b'kistin first. Rav Ozna Zatzal brings down, shalom nimsadav zebiposkin, says, you know, it's a very nice idea, he agrees with the Svara, but you don't find this in any of the earlier poskim. Dishavut number 13 brings down, if you have a choice between bread that's made out of barley and bread that's made out of the kusmin, the spelt, so since the spelt is not specifically mentioned in the pasuk, and even though the spelt is a subtolda of chita, nevertheless, you should go and make, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samaches, on the barley as opposed to on the spelt. However, if you have in front of you spelt or rye, and both of them aren't listed in the pasuk, so then the kusmin, which are a subcategory of the wheat, aditin, kemishay min chitim, and the shipun, the rye, is really a subcategory of the barley. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, kol ha-nemar somuch li-eretz kamah, anything that is close to the first eretz, and you have the similar item that's equidistant, equally close to the second eretz, l'mashin emar somuch li-eretz basra, so for example, number one chita versus the number one Zeis Shemen, so then in this situation, because they're both equal, you go after the first one in that situation. I.e., you go after the one closer to the first Eretz rather than the one that's closer to the second Eretz. So if you have number one against number one of the first Eretz, i.e., the Chita, would trump the number one of the second Eretz, the Zeis Shemen. Likewise, number two of the first grouping would trump number two of the second grouping. Now, if you look in Siv Katan Chav Hei in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that would imply Milosh Zeh Mashma the Chitim Musaorim the Kodman who Rak Miashovalem Besmicha LaAretz, that they only would take number one would be against number one, but number one in the second grouping would trump number two in the first grouping. That would seem to imply that olives would take precedence over barley. Kemo Chitim LaZeisim Usorim LaDvash Shutvarim. However, Avol Saorim Haynu Mozor Nasamihen Kemosh Mefarsh Besiv Hei LaZeisim Lo. Number one from the second Eretz, the Zeisim, would seem, according to what we just said from the Ramah, would seem to trump number two from the first grouping, the Saorim. However, he brings down Aval Halavush Kosav the Birchas Bari Mina Mezonos Hikodemus Lakol. He says, no, you always have a Mezonos trumping any of the other Zayin Minim. The Chayin Eskimu Harbi Achronim, and this is in fact the opinion of most Achronim. And he says in Dirshafut number 19, this is in fact the Psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe as well. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechava says, Ha Dechita Usora Kodmin, that which we said that wheat and barley always take precedence. Dafko kisha osamim tavshula pasta. That's only if you make them into a mezonos or you make them into bread. However, if you chew them raw, avalakosi schita, if a person goes and chews on raw wheat, so then he makes the bracha, shebirchasa bari pri adama, eino kodemis labirkas bari pri eitz. Then this bracha, albeit it's first in the order of the psukim, would not trump a regular bari pri eitz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav explains the Heim Kodim L'Shari Minim Afim Heim Chavivim Etzlo Yoser. So if you make it into a tafshil or into bread, you make it into a mazonos or you make it into bread, so then it trumps everything else, even if the other thing is more chashuv to you, more chaviv to you at that moment. So if you really love apples, you really love grapes, but if you have a mazonos in front of you, or certainly if you have hamotzi, so the mazonos or the hamotzi goes first, and you don't make first the bracha on the grape, even though that's more chaviv to you. But when you eat it as raw wheat and you're making a bar pi adam on it, so then we said the other item, the fruits from the zayin minim, go ahead of you. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Zayin explains elabari pri eitz takdim. So we had this discussion the other day: is bari pri eitz always over a bari pri adam or not? So mashma b'mogen Avram. So the Mogen Avram explains the davkin pri eitz chaviv yoser etzlo. So in this situation where the Bari Priya Eitz is more chaviv to you, so then you'd make it as your first priority bracha rather than the Bari Priya Adama on the wheat or the barley, even though it's earlier in the pasuk. However, avulim shneim chavivim b'shava chita kodemus. But if they're equally dear to you at that moment, you want to eat both of them, you don't really care which one you eat first, so then he says you should actually make the Bari Priya Adama on the chitim first and then make the Bari Priya Eitz, let's say, on the grape. However, the Vilna Gaon explains, we already had discussion in Sif Aleph, according to the first opinion that we brought down, you remember that was the Rush, based upon the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, when the two brachos aren't the same, i.e. you have a Bari Pri Adam and Bari Pri Eitz in front of you, lo aslidon klal bosa min shiva, then we don't take into account min shiva, because one bracha doesn't exempt the other bracha. So therefore, the two aren't in the regular rules of having one go ahead of the other, and you can therefore have a fielder's choice and do whichever one you want. So he says, according to that opinion, here would be the same thing. You don't go after the fact that the chita comes earlier in the pasuk. You don't go after the fact that one is zayiminim, but you can make whichever one you want first. You can do whichever one you want. However, Dir Shifut number 21 brings down that there was another opinion there that the Achronim agreed that if you don't have a strong preference, you should make the Bari Pri Eitz over the Bari Pri Adama, because there is an opinion that says you should do that, and according to the other opinion, you have a fielder's choice, so why not pick this choice and be yotze at least the opinion that says you should make the bari pri eitz first. Mishnah Berurah concludes, however, and he says, mikol mako, mimachita chaviva yoser etzlo, certainly, if the chita is more dear to you, mistavra devarach ole atchilo, then you definitely should go make the bracha on the chita first, even though it's a bari pri adam over here, the gam sham halocha kayeshomim dechaviv kodem, because there is this other opinion there that we brought down that says you should make it on the item that's more chaviv to you, kemoshik asav sham, and this way, yotze that opinion. That concludes today's share.